Anointed to Build is the focus of today's podcast. Listen, my friend, have you been called to be a builder of your generation? Is there something profound that God has called you specifically to do? Is there a blueprint that you are destined to bring into the earth realm from Father God's heart and to put it among the ones that you've been called to serve? Today's podcast episode, we're going to talk about the elements that are found in 1 Kings as we are digging into just a little bit about Solomon and building the temple of God. Let's get into it, my friend. What's up, leader? Welcome to the Gifted Entrepreneur Show, the dopest podcast on the planet that explores the world of Christian entrepreneurship and reveals secrets to unlocking your unique codes to create generational wealth. I'm your host, LaDondra Hervey, wife, mom, award-winning author, and Christian business coach who's excited to take you on a transformational journey of taking bold steps to unlock your unique gifts and pursue your entrepreneurial dreams with unwavering faith. Buckle up. It's time to make your dreams of creating generational wealth a reality. Hey, 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 what's up, you guys? I'm too excited about the word that Father God has placed in my heart. And this word is a word that I want to go ahead and consecrate in prayer. And so, I want to say, Father God, Lord, I ask that you go before me in bringing this word that you have put in my heart and that you have put in my spirit. Father God, help me to sit down as you stand up and you use me as a vessel as you speak. Father God, speak clearly because we, as your servants, we are listening. Set the ground of our hearts, set the ground of our minds, Father God, to receive that which you have in store as we lean into this word, anointed to build. Hi, you guys. I pray that you are having the most phenomenal start of April. The month of April brings about just so many new beginnings of growth and just spurts of that feeling of newness. And as we're leaning into the season of new beginnings and that feeling of spring, this word that the Lord has really been placing on my heart, I'm going to read to you from two different parts of the Bible, but all based in 1 Kings as we're talking about Solomon and building the temple of God. Where we're going to be picking up is he has been appointed king and he has been appointed to be the builder, the one who will carry out the vision that was put in his dad's heart, David. And he is being commissioned to fulfill the vision that was in his father's heart. And his father David's heart. But then that vision that was placed in his father's heart, now he has been given the blueprint of it with the specifications given directly from Father God to carry out this vision. And the reason why this episode is so profound in this time, in this season, because I feel that many have been called to build. And there's some elements to being a builder. Many has been anointed to build. And when you've been called and you've been anointed to build, that means God's fingerprint is on that. God's presence is on you as the builder. And there are some specific things that he has instructed and he has destined for you specifically to complete. But as we know, God is a God of order, and he does things according to his purpose and his plans, and they need to be done with the specifications that he initially intended for it to be fully successful. There are parts in this podcast that I'm going to be just speaking purely from the Holy Spirit, because there's so many things that I feel filled up with that I couldn't even put on paper. And so I'm just going to have to lean in and be fluid to allow it to move, his word to move in and through me. So I hope that you're ready to receive this, and that I hope that as you're listening to me speak this, that you will hear it according to God's specific plans and purposes for you as a builder personally. What have you been called to build? That's the question I want you to think about. What have you laid down that you know that you've been called to build that you need to pick back up? And I want you to think about, why have you laid that down? And what do you need to do to pick it back up and be effective and being the builder that you've been called to be, and walking out those instructions without compromise? That's a huge key to this, walking out God's instruction without compromise. And so normally I give you your activation assignment at the end, but you have it at the beginning so that as you're listening, you can listen with an ear to attune deeply to knowing and figuring out what it is that you need to be focusing on or refocusing on in this time and in this season. So I'm going to first read from 1 Kings 6 and 11. And it says, "The word of the Lord came to Solomon. As for this temple you are building, if you follow my decrees, observe my laws, and keep all my commands and obey them, I will fulfill them through you, the promise I gave to your father David, and I will live among the Israelites and will not abandon my people Israel." What I love about this particular scripture is that it says the word of the Lord came to Solomon. So the word of the Lord came to Solomon. God came to Solomon, spoke the specifics of his promises. And so if you do this, this is the promise that's attached to you fulfilling the commandments that I have in mind for you. And I bring that forward because I want to ask you right now, what is the word that has been given to you? What word came to you this year? What word came to you 5 years ago that was from the word Lord, and you have laid that down? What is that right now word that has been given to you? And what is the promise? So here's the second part of that. I want you to ask yourself, what is the promise that is attached to that word? Because what I feel is that as builders, there's a process to the building. And when you start to go through the process of building, it literally took Solomon and a team of thousands. It said that he had thousands building in different teams, like, and so they were working teams to where they would be on for a week and like building, and it's thousands of men, and then they would rotate, and then those thousands that was on, they would get to be home for, it was 1 month actually, and then 2 months they would have be able to take off and be home and rest, and then they would have rotating shifts like this of thousands of men. And these were skilled builders, these were skilled men in knowing their craft. And the thing about that is that we want to think about, you know, when we're going through the building process, it took Solomon 7 years to build the tabernacle. It took him 7 years to build God's temple. In the fourth year of his reign, he laid the foundation, and it was in the 11th year that the temple was complete. So that's a total of 7 years. And so sometimes when we get to a place where we are in that building phase, we forget the promise, and we can find ourselves faint of heart. We can forget the promise, and we can start to feel that the weight of the assignment. If we forget the promise, we can start to feel all the emotions that start and the trickery and the strategies that come against us, and we start to question the call because we've forgotten the promise that's attached to it. So one, it's so interesting that in this verse, as he's in the midst of it all, the word of the Lord came to him and reminded him of the promise. And the promise is that if you follow my decrees, observe my laws, and you guys, the decrees and the laws, and keep my commandments and obey them, those were all things that was given to protect the very vision, and not only the very vision, but the everybody attached to the vision and everyone attached to the king. And so we think that sometimes we can think that laws is something that is a punishment, but actually those are principles that's embedded to you living a successful life in Christ, you living successfully in him, mind, body, spirit, vision, and all the things that he wanted. Because in those laws, not only it's protection, it's provision, there's everything that you need to live successfully in Christ. And so the first thing that I want you to remember is what is the promises? And then within those promises, have you taken time as a builder to go back to the blueprint and say, you know what, this is why I'm building this. This is the promise that's attached to me going and walking through this process. And here are the laws and the decrees and the commands. Here are the boundaries that keep me safe within the vision and the God's promises. It keeps me safe within God's promises and fulfilling that. And because it then attached to that, he said, then I will live among the Israelites and will not abandon my people. So that means that his presence will always be with them. And when we have his presence, we have everything that we need. We are never without, because without his presence, and that was the very reason why that they were building that temple, was for his presence to dwell in that place. And so it was symbolic of his presence and him dwelling among his people. And so my question to you is that, have you not only started to be reminded of what the vision is, but have you started to establish a dwelling place for the king to live and abide in you in every step that you're taking, and every decision that you're making? Is he at the foundation? Is he in the midst of everything that he's doing? Or have you abandoned his principles to try to tap into a worldly system that's not designed for you to operate in the fullness of your success? I want to come over here. Now I'm going to jump scriptures. And I'm going to come over here into 1 Kings 8 and 17. It says that that my father David had it in his heart to build a temple for the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. But the Lord said to my father David, you did well to have it in your heart to build a temple for my name. Nevertheless, you are not the one to build the temple, but your son, your own flesh and blood, he is the one who will build the temple for my name. Now, the question as I get ready to wrap this up, this segment up that I have for you around that is so interesting is that it said that Solomon is speaking this, and he said, my father David had it in his heart. So the vision was in it was in his father's heart. And so it's so symbolic of that because the vision that we are called as builders, that we are called to carry out, is in our Father God's heart. And it's what's in his heart. And so are we tapped into his heart deep enough to be able to pull forth the blueprint, to pull forth the thing that we are being called to bring forth into the earth realm based on what's in Father God's heart? And it says, but nevertheless, and so I love that he knew his position. And so it's so important for us to know our position. It says, nevertheless, you are not the one to build the temple. So David was the one, not his father was the one not to build the temple, but it said, but your son, your own flesh and blood, he is the one. And so it's really cool in seeing this because it took a partnership. And so David was not only partnered with David was partnered with Father God to receive the initial blueprint. And from that, then his son succeeded him too. So David was the visionary. He was the one who was to receive it, but then from Father God, but then in partnership and relationship with Father God, then he partnered with his son. His son was the one who was called to be the builder, to bring that vision into fruition based on that. And so my question to you is, yes, it's great that we not only do we have to be tapped into Father God's heart, but what I love too is that there was a covering of leadership that he was attached to that was connected to the vision that original vision that God had given. And so it made him, and so through that partnership, Solomon was able to carry out the fulfillment of God's original vision to the extent that he did, with so much specification and so much that this room would have this room and this room would have this in it and this room would be positioned over here, and I wanted to have angels, cherubs, and of equal sizes and wings extending to the left side of the wall, the other and extending to the right side of the wall, and then their wings would meet in the middle, and right in the middle of that, where their wings intersect, I want to put the Ark of the Covenant right underneath that, so those wings are overshadowing the Ark of the Covenant. And so he wouldn't have been able to bring it to forth without that three-string cord of a partnership. And to me, as I look at that, that is so symbolic of the way that Christ did things. And it's so symbolic of how not only, because what it says, Jesus said, I only did what I saw the Father do. And the Father, when he created us, he said, let us make man in our own image. And so there was the three, it was Father God, Father the Son, and Father the Holy Spirit. And the three came together in partnership to create man in his own image. Then you see this picture of now David, God, Father God, David and Solomon entering into the picture to bring forth a vision that is in Father, that was in honor of Father God's name given to Father, the earthly Father David, who received the full blueprint of what this massive thing would be, to the specifications of it, then where he would partner with his son, and his son would be the one who is called to be the builder. And you see, when you see this in picture, you see how intentional God is. And so my question to you, as we, and I'm asking you a lot of questions because I'm coaching you as we speak through this. So my question to you is, who are you in partnership with that is able to, that and that is not only covering you in the vision, that connected to you in the vision, they're connected to the original visionary, and that original visionary is able to partner with you and to help you to bring fulfillment the instructions of the word that God has given, and to help you to step into your king, the blueprint that God has designed for you to be the builder of. And sometimes we need someone to help us to step into that at the magnitude that we are called to. And we as we do, they become the one who is leading us in the instruction of the thing, and helping us to even step into it, or even partnering with us to understand how to really and fully walk it out. It looks different for, you know, for everyone based on their journey. We had Elijah, who was connected to, Elisha, who was connected to Elijah, and the way that they would partner with him to bring forth the next thing, it was through an apprenticeship. And so sometimes, a lot of times how God works is that we have that covering. The disciples had the covering of Jesus Christ that they partnered with, and then they were built up. And so he physically built them up in mind, body, spirit, character. And so from there, then that building, that shaping, and that molding, then it equipped them to be readied to be builders of other disciples, so that now they can be disciplers and create a multiplication effect in the earth. And the same is true for us who have been called to be builders. We are not only builders of things, but we are builders of people in our coaching, our consulting, and the way that we are developing others through our educational programs and courses and different things like that. But it does require the right alignment of partnership. And so, you guys, that's the word that I have for you. I pray that this word has been a blessing to you. I'm not going to talk this word, because this word was very specific. And I hope that whoever needed this, that you truly received this. This was pretty deep, and this had a lot of activation to it. So what I want you to do is to go back and listen, rewind it, listen, write down those activation questions. Create time and space to sit with the Holy Spirit and be honest with yourself, and really get back to the place of not only focusing on that right now vision that God has for you, but to think about, where have you laid down the vision, or where have you laid down the actions that you need to be taking to fulfill the vision that God has given you, the command to build, because you have been called, you've been anointed to build. And what is that that you've been called to build in this time and in this season? And I want you to go back and reconnect to the promise that was attached to that, because that promise is one of the things that's going to keep you activated, and knowing that if I follow through on this, that he will never abandon me and my family and everyone that's attached to me, because it is written, and God is a God that cannot lie, he will not lie, and within the things that he asks of us, there is always goodness that is attached to this. If you are at the place to where you're like, you know what, like, I don't know who that person is that I'm supposed to be connected with, that is my covering, that is the one that I'm supposed to partner with to help walk this blueprint out, the fulfillment of this blueprint, so that I can be effective as a builder, then we would love to partner with you, because that is one of my strong gifts, is really walking into the prophetic to walk with you. I'm not going to talk at you, but I am going to hear the word of God with you and help you to really step into the King's blueprint for your business in the manner that is according to his specific instructions. And one thing about it is, when we go there, we don't compromise the specifics of what God has in store for you. We walk it out. If he say not only build it but layer it with gold, then that's what we're going to do. And one thing about it is that we don't play small. We really level up to the vision that God has, because what we understand is that these resources on earth, that they have been entrusted to us and for us to fulfill and accomplish God's purposes, not to hoard it, but to fulfill his purposes. And so we know that within the vision is provision. And so we will champion you to step into the fullness of that without compromise, and to tap into the resources, whether that's the time, the talent, the people, whatever that is, to really elevate into that next level. And so all you have to do is go and book a call, a strategy call, and we will decide together if it is a fit for us to partner in this time and in this season, because the way we partner is very specific with very specific people who are really truly about Father God's business, and who are ready and willing to do what it takes to build the legacy that he has, that even supersedes your own life. And so the legacy that has eternal rewards that's attached to it. And so, you guys, let me know how you felt about this podcast episode. Send me a quick DM on Instagram. Would love to hear from you. Would also love a 5-star rating from you if you have enjoyed this episode and any of the other episodes that I have put out up until this point. And would also love for a review, and just let me know like what this have meant for you. And who knows, I'll probably shout you out for your review. So, all right, you guys, I will chat with you later. Did that episode feel juicy or what? If so, please do me a favor and take 30 seconds to write a review. Your review helps us to spread the mission of creating generational wealth around the world. And if you tag me on IG stories, I'll be sure to reshare the love. And don't forget to join our Kingdom Collaborators Network, where we're coming together to intentionally collaborate to grow our business. Until next time, remember, for with Christ, nothing is impossible.